Bez Hashem learned Dir Shemishman Simin Beis If Katin Yud Aleph Share Number 6. We begin from the beginning of Sif Vav in the Mechaber. Mechaber tells us Aser Leilech Bekayim Zekufa. Aser Leilech Bekayim Zekufa. It is Aser, we said last week, to walk with a Kayim Zekufa. Kayim Zekufa is an arrogant walk. Lo Yeilech Arba Amos Begilei Arosh. And the person should not walk Dalet Amos on the next page. And the Mechaber says, Begili HaRosh, with his head uncovered. And the point of the both of these is because he says, Simnei Kovet HaShchina, because of Kovet HaShchina. When we discuss Chanuk and Yanim, so the Yevanim specifically wanted to make sure that they don't have their head covered. They wanted to show that it's their intellect which is governing everything in life, and nothing is above that. By us, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as above us. And we are saying, as smart as we might be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of us. And that's why we're saying, it's also Leilech Bekayim Zekuf. You can't walk with an arrogant step. And you can't walk with your head uncovered. Because what you're doing is saying is that I'm in charge. I'm in charge, not Hashem, Rachman Letzlan. Right? That's a person who's doing and saying. Okay.
It's an arrogant step.
I'll show you afterwards. arrogance. Shouldn't walk with arrogance. Internally, externally. Well, I'm very happy to see. You've never experienced this. You've never seen anybody. But we'll demonstrate afterwards. Okay, believe that. It's not just externally, but it's also internal. When a person has arrogance and this gaiva, he expresses it outwardly. Then the Chabad tells us that a person should make sure his body is clean, meaning he should go to the bathroom. V'yivdoik mikavav. He should make sure that his body is clean. Go to the bathroom. Haga v'yichasa kol gufoy lo yelech yachiv. He should cover his whole entire body. Lo yelech yachiv. And he should not go. Yachiv means barefoot. V'yargel atzmoy b'lifano yislifno yisboike v'erev. A person should accustom himself to go to the bathroom in the morning and the evening. Shuzrizus unakius. This is an approach of being clean and serving Hashem properly. A person is a guf, is a clay kibul, holds the neshama. The guf holds the neshama. And just like the neshama is serving Hashem, so too the guf is serving Hashem. Now the guf has to be clean, it has to be tar, and a person needs to use the basic kisa, he needs to use the bathroom, he should make sure to do so. And we'll find it could be Yisurim if a person doesn't go to the bathroom when he needs to. Sif Katan Yud Aleph Arba Amos. So Mechaber told us a person should not walk Dalet Amos, 4 Amos, with his head uncovered. Umidas Chasidus Afilu Pachas Me Arba Amos. And it's a correct approach that even less than 4 Amos, in the English, in the Banim, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that even less than Dalet Amos, a person should not walk with his head uncovered. Afilu Be'ez Hasheinu B'Laylo. The Mishmur tells us it's even ideal to have your head covered when you're sleeping. Now, obviously, you don't know what's going on when you're sleeping. But if you could start off by going to sleep with your head covered, and you put on a larger head covering, a shlufkapel, a yarmulke that you could wear when you're sleeping, that it could stay on your head, so it's encouraged. There are those that want to say that not to go Dalet Amos is not forbidden mi ikir din, in the osa medina from the letter of the law, but it's the correct approach, it's a correct practice to keep your head covered even less than Dalet Amos. And there's a tremendous nafkamina, practical difference as to whether or not one's head being uncovered is midas chasidus, is a pious, a correct approach to do, or is it mi'ikir ad-din, from the letter of the law? And we're going to see later on a practical nafkamina, how this applies in everyday life. However, I've acquired kosav ataz l'kamon n'simin ches de'bizmanenu iser gomer medina. So the Taz says in Simin Ches, it is 100% forbidden from the letter of the law, medina, not righteous approach, a good thing to do to keep your head covered.
liyos begili harosh, for a person to be without his head covered. Va'afilu yoshe bebeisoy, and even though a person is just stam, is sitting in his house, he's not walking dalad amos, he's just sitting in his house. And house means anywhere, beis means anywhere. Sitting anywhere, he should not be sitting without his head covered. Okay. Marie Bruno also says, like the Taz, that a person should not be sitting with his head uncovered. I want to take a look at the Dirshu notes over here and share what they had to tell us, because it seems to be a contradiction to we'll find Mitzvah Hashem in Simen Tzadi Aleph, Sif Gimel. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadi Aleph, it says as follows. So you don't have these words in front of you. I'm going to share this with you from the Dirshu notes. The Yesh Oymen Sha Osu Lahazger Sashem Oylikonis Lebeisa Knesses Begile Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch brings down an opinion that says it is forbidden to say Hashem's name or to go into a shul with a person's head uncovered, without a head cover, not a yarmulke. So what's the obvious question? The obvious question is, well, we just said you can't go four amos with your head uncovered, or we just said you shouldn't be sitting with your head uncovered. So obviously, you can't go into a shul. Obviously, you can't make a bracha. Right? Because sitting with your head uncovered even comes step number one. Before you get to make a bracha, before you go walk down, you know, walk into the shul. Kvarikshah be'alacha, the be'alacha asakasha. Dikan mashmish also apolayas karas Hashem. Vigam kishayna be'basic nesis. That in our simin beis, sifkot niralev, it's mashma, that it's us like we just said, even if you're just sitting in one place and not going into the shul and not saying Hashem's name. So what did to come teach me later on? Right? So he explains as follows. The cost of Shem Latash, you have a couple answers on this. So he brings the Ber Heitev, and he says as follows, Shekan Einei Chiyuv Gomer, Elo Midas Chasidus Bilvad. The Ber Heitev says, over here is Midas Chasidus. That a person should make sure, when we say Midas Chasidus, I just want to make sure we're clear of this, that sometimes we think, oh, Midas Chasidus, oh, that's the Mesilas Sharmas, it's very, very high levels. I'm not holding that level yet. That's not what it means. Midas Chasidus means the correct approach of doing things, even if you're not obligated from the letter of the law. That's how you apply it over here. Even though you're not obligated from the letter of the law. That's this Midas Chasidus. I mean, how hard is it to keep your head covered when you're in your house, I'm saying, right? Or you're any, so that's a difficult thing, right? V'ilu gavei, haskoras Hashem, oy bebeisek neses, however, in regards to mentioning Hashem's name, or if you're in shul, have a chiv gomer midina. That is a chiv midina. In other words, as follows. To sit in the house with his head uncovered, according to the Beraitev, it's not osi mikradin. The Taz says it is osi mikradin. But now we're going with a different approach. We're saying there are those who will learn that this that we're talking here is midas chasidus. To sit with your head uncovered, it's not iser mikradin, but it's still a correct thing to do. In Simen Tzadi Aleph, we're saying a person to say Hashem's name without his head covered, that's awesome. A person to go into a shul without his head covered, that's awesome. That's the difference. The Prima Gadim has another approach. The Prima Gadim says that here we're talking specifically, just like we said, you shouldn't walk Dalat Amos with a koyim zakufa, with an arrogant step, so too you shouldn't walk Dalat Amos with your head uncovered. And like we said earlier, it's all the same concept. Person is mashlich, he's taking away Omach Hashemayim. He's saying like Hashem is not in charge. I'm here, I'm in the room, I'm in charge. V'ilu gabi askar Hashem a basic nesis, also afa pachas min Dalat Amos. The Prima Gadim says, the difference between our Simen Beis and over there Simen Tzadi Aleph is as follows. In Simen Beis, we're saying that you shouldn't walk four amos without your head being covered. If you're walking four amos, make sure your head's covered. Over there, we're saying even in the shul, even walking less than four amos or mentioning Hashem's name is even less than four amos. That's the Prima Gadim approach. The Maisa, the Prima Gadim, does bring the Taz as well, that says, Medina bismanenu is osir mi'ekir adin, even less of Dalat Amos. Now, we come to a nafkamina. We come to a practical nafkamina as to whether or not this is midas chasidus, to have yard covered even less than dollar hours, or is it us make your adin? And the question is, what happens if a person has to go to work, and for him to wear yarmulke is not going to work it out too well? It's just not going to be a sustaining job. We're not talking about working on Saturday on Shabbos Kodesh. We're not talking about that. We're talking going to work with the yarmulke on. He'll lose a job. Does he have to wear a yarmulke? So the answer will be, depends how you learn. If you learn it's mi'ikir hadin from the letter of the law, so you say he has to. But if you learn that it's midas chasidus, so then you could say there's a leniency. And this is what Igler's Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein says, we can rely on, if need be, for a lenient approach. Now, I do want to mention something that is extremely important, and I want to make sure it's on the recordings. I said it last night. The night shift we don't record because it's the same material. And it's as follows. Before we go on to see Ramayisha, there's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. And this Mishnah has to be in front of us at all times. The Mishnah says, Asei lecha rav. Kenei lecha chaver, asei lecha rav. Make for yourself a rav. Which means, you have to have a rav. You can't just be learning Mishnah Brura and saying, oh, he says that, and they say, I know, I like this approach, that's a nice approach today, tomorrow. You can't pick and choose. Make sure you have a rav. We are learning because Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam, you have to learn the halachas, you have to know what to ask a shayla, you have to know what's also what's mutter. Now, you have a machlaikis, so then you go to your rav, and he'll tell you what to do. A seidach rav. Now, what does the Moshe say? He says as follows. This is in Simon Beis, in Chelik Dalat Simon Beis in Aruch Chaim. She'af ha'pi sheladasa ta'az sarich adam lehafsik es koma moinoi b'shvil shaloi leilich b'oifin zeh. According to the Taz, person has to lose his job. He would have to lose his job if he can't keep his head covered. Says Rav Moshe, then in case, in the scenario of a hefsed meruba, which a losing person's job is a hefsed meruba, great loss, we can rely on the marshal and the magen avram, she'en b'zeh el midas chasidus, that they learn, this is called midas chasidus. This is called midas chasidus. And the person is permitted to go with his head uncovered in order to avoid a hefsed meruba. So that's how Moshe takes his approach. Right? He looks at the whole big picture. Taz says it's also from letter of law. Marshal and Ram say that it's called a midas chasidus. In this scenario, where this person is faced with losing his parnasa, says Ramayshi can rely on the fact that the Marshal and the Magen Avraham say that it's Midas Chasidus. And therefore it's not forbidden from the letter of the law. Sharei loy gora hadover mishar mitzvah sesei shein odom chai levazer zelah yoyis mechoy mish memoina. Explains Ramayshi, it's not any different than any other type of mitzvah sesei, positive commandment, that a person is not obligated to spend more than a fifth of his money. Just like we learned not too long ago, a few months ago, by the Dalaminim. Okay, so that was the discussion of Gila Roish. We continue, in fact, in this topic. The Mishra says,
back inside,
the Kosov Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham tells us now that it's appropriate to educate children to wear yarmulkes as well at a young age. Kosov Magen Avraham, da afilu ketanim nochen lahagilom b'kisi Roish. Why? Why should we educate children to wear their head, cover their head? They should have fear of heaven. Aim sudishmaya. As the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nuvav says, Kase reishich ki heichi de lehavi aloch aim sudishmaya. Cover your head in order for you to have fear of heaven. Vida oi dishno further de lein gili aroish dai vikisa yad al aroish. Vadin imifal aroishoi. Shari Begilei Arosh. So two things the Mishra tells us further. He says, number one is, regards to Gilei Arosh, that you shouldn't be standing with your head uncovered. It's sufficient. You could cover your head with your hand. Now, it's not going to work, we'll see, to make a bracha like that. Because your hand is considered to be the same body, of course, as your head. So either use your sleeve, right, or someone else's hand is good to cover your head. So if there's someone else up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you need a drink of water and you don't have your yarmulke because you couldn't find it, so he could cover your head.
Okay. Now, my chavrusa asks a question. What is the chiddush here that the mishmar is telling us? What does it mean, mefala roishay? So, Baruch Hashem, in our generation, we don't have a situation that they had very common back then, which is infestation of lice. They're always, throughout Shas, you find that they cling in the lice. Mishnais, you find, because they weren't, they didn't have sanitation, wasn't as clean. So, they clean the lice from the clothing, and talks about, right? And here we're talking about that you can take off your yarmulke to remove the lice. So my chavrus is asking, of course, what else are you going to do? So I want to suggest there's a chiddush over here, and it shows us the importance of making sure you wear a yarmulke. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is like this. Technically speaking, you don't check every single spot of the hair at one time, right? So if you're checking the right side of your head, you can put the yarmulke on the left side. You're checking the left side, put it the right side. You're checking the front, put it the... Technically speaking, you could do that. Which would show the importance of still, right? So even though it is so strict, you should have a yarmulke on your head at all times, when you're checking your head for lice, you don't have to do that. That's what I believe he's telling you. So that's the chiddush. Echavrus agreed. If Echavrus agrees, so maybe it's good shot. Okay, it says further. To go outside in the street with the person's head uncovered and putting his hand on top of his head, rather with the Avir Shemaim, he's going outside, says the Prima Gadim. It doesn't help to put your hand on your head. If you're walking in the street, it does not help to put your hand on your head. You need to have a proper head covering. Sif cutting your base, you should not go begili haroish. Because you can't show levarich, you can't make a bracha. Who adin lilmoid begili haroish, you can't learn Torah if your head's uncovered. Leimhani bezek yisayad, and covering your own head with your own hand does not help either. The yad veroish chad gufa inun, because the hand and the head are all one body, and one body part cannot be considered to be covering the other body part as well. The goof cannot cover itself. There are those that are lenient in time and necessity. For example, at night, you want to take a drink of water. You want to take a drink. Yamaka hat on your head, did die bimash mechasa roisha biyada. There is a leniency. If you're wearing, let's say, a short sleeve shirt, you can, pull it over to your head like this, And if you have no other option, then you could cover your hand with your head, even though earlier we said you shouldn't. That's lechatchila b'diyeved. You can do that. We're talking about the case to make the bracha. Yeah, you can't drink it. Can't drink without a bracha.
Yeah, of course.
Right, so yeah, we're saying to make the bracha, bidyeved. If you have no other option, you could. I mean, it's better to take something else to put on your head. But
pajama sleeve.
We're saying you can't do that. It's a short sleeve pajama.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I'm saying you could go like this, but still, in the case where you can't do that.
Yeah,
okay, there is an opinion to rely on.
I have a few questions.
Okay, we'll take questions in a second. It's better to do what people do, like Avraham Gedalia said, take your sleeve and stretch it out a little. We're talking about a regular long sleeve shirt, and you like stretch it a drop, and then put it on your head like this. The ozav yishab kis lekulyama, then it's the proper head covering. Because of primigodim, the yesh lizor b'shas anochas tefillin shalroi shelo yivarech abrocha b'roish megula. When you put on your tefillin. And I mentioned this last night that unfortunately I've seen this, and someone else at the shiur said he also sees this. He's seen this as well. People, what they do is they take off the yarmulke to put on the tefillin shel roish. It's very common.
Then when the yarmulke is in their hand, they make the bracha. They don't even realize what they're doing. So that's what he's telling us over. You should be careful not to make the bracha on the tefillin when your yarmulke is not in your head. Now something else that I've seen brought down on this in regards to the size of the yarmulke, which we'll get back to in a minute. But the size of the yarmulke over here, it sounds like, why would you have to tell us, make sure that when you make the bracha in your tefillin, make sure that what? That your yarmulke is still on your head. It must be that your yarmulke is big enough, is so large that you can't just put the tefillin straps on right over it. So what does that tell us? That's the way the Prima Gadim sounds like he's learning. That's the size of the yarmulke. In other words, the size of the yarmulke is a large yarmulke to the point that it doesn't just, the ritzuas, the straps, the tefillin just rest right on top. You have to first pick up the yarmulke drop, right? You have to move, maneuver it a little, right? So we get a little of a size going on over here, right? Now we discuss the toupee. Can the toupee suffice as yarmulke? Uporuk misairus. Af oisin shet furim bebege mitachlo v'yesh leso repnei maris ayin sheyemun sairusain v'yesh mekila. So first the Mishmur brings an opinion that says that a person should not just wear a toupee. Yes, in the, you know, he brings a bidiyevet, yesh mekila, there are those that are, I don't want to say bidiyevet, there are those that are lenient. That's the Arzus HaChaim. In the beginning of Aruch Chaim, we're going to come across the Arzus HaChaim. Who is the Arzus HaChaim? The Arzus HaChaim is our very own Malbim. I'll say our very own Malbim because the Malbim did a tremendous ches for Klai Yisrael and he wrote a beautiful perish on Tanakh. And he said, how could you be a Yid without learning Tanakh and now without knowing Tanakh? So he wrote a perish for us and it's an unbelievable perish. And here, in the beginning of, he didn't finish, unfortunately, the whole Aruch Chaim, but we have in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, we have the sefer called Arzus HaChaim from the Malbim. And he is the lenient opinion that says that if a person would be wearing a toupee, that could suffice for a head covering, even though there's concern. In other words, he's not wearing a yarmulke on top, even though it doesn't look like he has a yarmulke on his head. But Lamaisa, he's saying it's okay, Yish Mekilin. The first opinion says that it is a problem of Maris Ayin. People don't see a yarmulke. We'll take those questions shortly. I do want to mention on this point where Ramosha in the first tshuva of all of Aruch Chaim, for a person to know all of Igros Moshe is not so easy, but at least the first tshuva we should know what it's talking about. And in the first tshuva, I apologize for my throat this morning. In Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph, he says Shein Tzarich Kisel Aroyif Aroish. You don't have to put your a head covering, your yarmulke does not have to be the majority of your head. Because the hand only covers part of the head. So therefore, your yarmulke does not be covering more than your hand. And what he's learning is like this. He's learning from the Mishnah that says over here that it's sufficient if you are sitting in your house and you put your hand on your head, that is sufficient. That's considered to be, not that we're making a bracha, that's considered to be that your head is covered. So says Ramosha, when I take my hand and put my hand on my head, my whole entire head is not covered, is it? No. That being the case, the yarmulke does not have to be bigger than your hand. Okay. Then the size of it. However, she'ein tzarech kisei al roiv haroish, Ramosha says you do not need a head covering over the majority of your head. However, the Elos Shloime Kluger says she'ein dai b'kisei miktzas haroish, it's not sufficient that just part of your head is covered. Sounds like he's saying majority of your head has to be covered. The Chazon Ish says yesh l'chasis haroif haroish. The Chazon Ish disagrees with Ramosha. The Chazon Ish says you have to be covering roif haroish. A yarmulke should be the majority of your head, not just the minority of your head. Okay. We said in the end of the Mechaber here, why should a person be checking his Nekavah? Nekavah is reference to
the need to go to the bathroom. Why is this? Because this way a person's body will be clean when he's accepting Hashem is his melech, as well as when he's davening Shemona Esrei. Poshut, you should have a clean body when he's davening to Hashem. He just has to check and done. Let's say he checks and he doesn't need the bathroom, doesn't need to use the restroom. Zen nikrim in adin guf naki. That's called from the letter of law guf naki. And therefore, what? So what's the chiddush? What are you telling me? What he's saying is the chalilo la'acher shuv over zez man kriyashma la'yafilo rak filo b'tzibur. And once a person knows he has a guf naki, chalilo, he should not transgress an iser of missing kriyashma or missing tfilo b'tzibur because should he go to the bathroom again? This, no, you're already clean. You're good. Don't go overboard with this. Then we said in the Ramah, the person should not go yachiv. Yachiv is barefoot. V'amru chachmeinu zal, it's also gemar in Shabbos, she'imkar adam koma she'yesh lev yikach min olam l'raglam. The person is a strong statement. It says, sell everything you have, all your possessions, to make sure you have shoes in your feet. Okay, so that's a gemar in Shabbos. I once read somewhere, there are two things: you're either in your shoes or in your bed. Make sure you have comfortable shoes and comfortable bed, because you're either one or the other. So it's a similar point. The Gemara is saying, make sure you have shoes in your feet. The El Yerabba says that in the places where they walk in the Western communities where it's very hot, they walk barefoot. So that's the norm over there. So it is permissible to walk barefoot. That if a person is walking barefoot because of tshuva, and he wants to walk barefoot, is not to have the comfort of the shoes, that is permissible. Also, Dovr Melech of Hashalom, Hoylech Yachiv, Dovr Melech says he walked barefoot. Now, this is the good example where we see the Mishnah brings down the Shlach Kodesh. He doesn't bring down every single Shlach Kodesh. If he did, the six volumes would be many more volumes. If a person wants to do tshuva, you don't walk barefoot bezman hazeh in public. Don't do it. Because it's just going to look like a meshugana. It's not Tisha B'Av. Why are you walking around without shoes on? Right? Imagine you see somebody coming, you can think, what's he doing? And if he whispers to you, I'm doing tshuva. So you have to apply it in the proper way.
Yeah.
So just to review what we saw this morning, we said is also leilich v'koyim zakufa. He can't walk with an arrogant stride. V'lo yeleich ma'arba amos begilai roish. You shouldn't go four amos with the head uncovered. And we explained the difference of approach. But Taz said the Taz learned is make your adin. It's from the letter of the law. The Magen Avraham, the Marshal, says that it's midas chasidus. And we said the nafnina from a moish zatzal that if a person has a situation where he would lose his parnasa, if he has to leave his head uncovered, so Rav Moshe says there's room to be lenient for him not to cover his head and to not lose his parnasa. Then we said the reason behind is the Rav Moshe says because of kavod Shechina. The reason why we keep our head covered is because we want to show Kodesh Baruch Hu was on top. Kodesh Baruch Hu was in charge of everything. Make sure you have a guf naki when you dive into Hashem. And then we also mentioned the different size of the yarmulke to cover one's head, whether it's the majority of the head, whether it's not the majority, different opinions on that as well. And Mr. Hashem will continue next year, Simon Gimel, Hanhagas, Besakisei, the halachas of how a person should behave in the bathroom.